Welcome back here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time continuing, and Coach Kevin Luke is with us. Coach, congratulations. Four wins in a row. This team is playing great basketball, and I had to ask you right off the bat. You know, we always talk about coaches, or we always hear coaches saying you want to be playing your best towards the end of the season. Are we, the men's basketball team, playing our best basketball of the season right now?
Thanks, Dirk. And to answer that question, I believe that we're getting closer. We got a lot of confidence right now. We've beaten some good teams, both on the road and at home, and you know they're quality wins, and you know that can lead to even more confidence and being able to execute both offensively and defensively. And yeah, I feel good about where we're at. You know, we're going on the road for our last three, which will be difficult. However, you know, this year we've proven that we can beat the good teams on the road also. So, you know, this week will be no exception as far as the playing good teams. And, you know, we're looking forward to a couple more days of practice to do a little tweaks here and there with preparation for Northwood and Lake State, and we'll see what happens.
Coach, I know you weren't happy after the two losses at home against your UP rivals, and you went on the road and you won two games. And how satisfying was it to stay in the win column as you played back at home and prove to yourselves that you could get wins at home?
Well, you know what? That's a great point, Wes. That never goes away. You know, the Northern thing, and until you play them and get a chance for revenge, it's still going to be there's still going to be a little piece of that back there, and you know you got to try to move forward. But I've said this all along: it's Northern, and that's hard to do. And I don't want to take anything away from how they played when they were here. But you know we got to get back on track with Northern. But that's the project for next week. But it is very, very satisfying because I think everybody in the program was a little hesitant going into you know the game against Hillsdale coming home because we had laid an egg in those two games, and that taste never goes away. And it just part of sport, and you got to take care of it. And I was really happy with the way the guys responded, and they took care of it. And you know, we beat two quality teams, and have you know put ourselves in a position to move up in the league, and you know hopefully hang in there for you know a spot in the region.
Well, you not only get the wins, but you celebrate Senior Day in style, getting a win over the league-leading Saginaw Valley State Cardinals on Saturday. You guys had a Senior Day ceremony before the game. You did a little dinner after the game with the Cager Club and families. Talk about the three seniors and how cool it was to get those guys a win on Senior Day.
You know, you don't want to try to get emotional or try to because there's still so much season left, but it's really important for our program that you know, knowing that we're still trying to earn another berth for the quarterfinals, but knowing that's our last regular season home game, you know, it's important that you work for them because you know there's another 16 guys in that locker room that will be seniors someday, and hoping that the same situation happened to them, that they go out on a win in regular season, and we did that, and that was very, very satisfying. I was very proud of the way the guys played against the best team, you know, so-called best team in the league at the time. So it was really good, and, you know, what those three seniors, especially, it was good because what those three seniors have done for the program. You know, I mean, we've talked about all three of these kids, and Troy is just been the workhorse that does all the little things that add up to be big things that equal success, and that's what he's done his whole career. He doesn't care about individual stats. He never has, and it's a team first, and that's just the way it goes. And it's nice to see Phil getting some playing time in his senior year after a tough junior season. And I mean, you can't say enough about Ben, what he's done with his heart, his leadership, his ability to take over a game, his ability to throw a million pounds on his back and do things that just average people can't, and you know, especially being an average athlete. So it's just really, really, really satisfying from a leadership standpoint to see those guys end the regular season like that at home.
Seems like just yesterday we took on Northwood and Lake State, Coach, and we beat Northwood by 11. And I know Lake State, that was a bummer of a game. Talk about that weekend and what you think will be different going into this road weekend.
Well, you know what, Dirk, that's a great point. And, you know, the Northwood is really, really dangerous, and I got to do a little more tape work with them. But they got three guys in the top 10 in the league in scoring, and they're very, very good at home, and they have very capable personnel. Now, why they're where they're at, I think it's just because the league is that good and balanced. But they're going to be tough because they can get out in transition, and they're very athletic. And you know, I say that about teams, but most teams are more athletic than us. And I don't want to sound like a broken record, but on their home court, you know, you're supposed to feel a little more comfortable. Like I said, they're 9-1, and they got three guys that can really score the basketball. We just have to try to change their scoring into having their guys try to defend, and you know, that's what our goal is going to be. If they can keep running off all those screens and stay focused, then Northwood's going to give themselves a chance. But we got to, you know, take that away from them and wear them out mentally. And as far as Lake State, that's really interesting because we played them at a time where our team was going through a turnover. We're turning the ball over a lot, and they really, really sped us up. And I'm not saying we're going to go down there and win, but we're going to go down there and play a better game for this reason. We're not turning the ball over. We know that we've been sped up. We've handled that considerably better since it happened to us. And it happened to us a little bit on Saturday. They got us sped up, but we took care of the basketball. We only ended up with 7 turnovers, and we advanced the ball to the post, and we advanced the ball to the basket and made some shots. And certainly that's what we'll have to do against Lake State, because their pressure will try to speed us up.
Coach, 3 regular season games left, all 3 of them on the road. The first region rankings come out, where do you think that the team will be, and maybe give our fans a little bit of an idea of what your thoughts are, where the team is in terms of possibly making an NCAA tournament?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. There's only 3 left, and of course, if you want to, if you're in there, you got to take care of business. But you know, all you can do, Wes, is right now is just kind of look at the records of the other leagues and look at our own. Of course, we're battling. You know, hopefully we're gonna be in there for sure. But you don't know, but when you look at the records, we got a chance. And you know, I don't think there's anybody in that new league that's in there. And I know that there's 3 or 4 or 5 teams from the Great Lakes Valley that could qualify, and there's 4, you know, from our league. Ferris State has faltered a little bit recently, so I don't know where they're going to be. That will give us a little bit better chance. You know, we've beaten Saginaw twice, who should be in there, and we've beaten them twice. So you know, it all depends upon strength. There's a lot of factors that go into it, and not just your record. So if we're in there, we got to take care of business. If we're not, we got to work to get there, and it's never easy. You know, of the 300 some teams, only 48, or what do we got? 8 times
64.
64 teams. My fault. Get in. So you know, it's quite prestigious to get in, and hopefully we can hang on and you know work our way, and or keep our position in there.
Sounds good, Coach. We appreciate your time today, and we wish you the best of luck. Keep these wins rolling, and we can't wait to see you back home here for the playoffs.
You know what? Thanks, guys. I just got to say one more thing, if I could take 30 seconds.
Absolutely.
Bankowski and Stelzer both got on the academic all-district honors, and that would qualify them to be academic All-Americans, which is really important for our program and university.
That is really cool. Congratulations to you, Coach, on that too. Also,
well, I didn't do anything.
You didn't do any other homework?
To mention the academic course. My tutoring skills are strong, as you know, Dirk.
All right, Coach. Good luck
Thanks,
this weekend,
guys.
Bye, Coach Kevin Luke here on Mix 93. Jillian Ritchie is going to be with us. We'll be right back after this.